This weekend in upstate New York, billionaire Bill Gates' oldest daughter got married. It was on her 124-acre horse farm that her father bought her. Design crews and wedding planners created a lavish venue and spared no expense. Of course not. Reportedly, four new buildings were built on the property. Massive pavilions with floor-to-ceiling windows and a large semicircular stage. Weeks of construction caused a problem with the neighbors, so the wedding planner extended invitations to the neighbors and delivered restaurant gift vouchers and bottles of wine with personalized apologies. So, Steve, you've had two daughters to get married, and we've been to those weddings. Did you spare any expense like Bill Gates? How was yours?
Well, I ain't got Bill Gates money.
Of course not.
The problem I made with my daughters was I promised them I'd give them the day of their dreams. What I should have put was a budget attached to it.
What should a wedding cost? What should it really cost?
Not as much as they do.
Yeah, not nearly as much. The problem is you keep adding and adding.
I mean, like what's a good number? $50,000
for your daughter?
I mean, let's.
No, you're not finna get away with that. You can stop that right now.
That was the number you came up
with. You can stop that.
Yeah.
You have Rolls Royces. Stop. Whatever the car costs, get up in that range.
That's three something. Are you crazy? For one day?
Watch.
Oh, my watch. God.
Oh, my God. Okay. I sure want to hear when Sydney come in here and tell you that's what she want. I want to hear your dumb ass say no. I don't want to hear that. That's what I want
to
hear.
And you know that's his baby.
That's my dog, baby right
dog,
there.
I want to hear it. Dog, I want to hear it. No.
And she's such a great kid anyway. Straight A's, all of that.
No problems at all with her. None.
See, ain't like our sons come in to ask for that.
He, boy.
You wouldn't spend
if he come in here for $50, for what? For what? She need $50 for what?
Hell, you finna buy for $50.
What the hell costs exactly $50?
Exactly.
What about you, Junior, and your nephews?
My nephew? Oh, hell no. He ain't got no driver's license. He's still Ubering at 18. Hell no. Anybody
who
wants to drive himself to the store? No, he Ubers everywhere.
A lot of young kids do
he
that.
He said,
though.
Yeah, they do that. Dog. He don't have no drive like nothing. He don't need no money. Yo ass need a job. Uber back and forth. I'm not paying this account no more.
Do you know how much, what the thrill I had for my mama to send me around the corner at 16 in the car to go get something? Do you know the thrill I had?
He was asking.
Ooh, Mom, I forgot something at the store. Let me go back and get the rest of it.
Yeah.
You want a garlic powder. I bought garlic salt. Let me go get the garlic powder, Mom.
Yeah.
You took the long way.
Give me the receipt.
To the store.
Man. Because everybody had to see you in the neighborhood. Everybody had to see you.
You took the long way around the whole neighborhood.
Man.
To drive. Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was such freedom. Such freedom that was.
They don't do that no more.
$300,000 wedding?
Boy,
you're not going to
believe how it's going to add up. The venue, the number of guests, you got the plates per plate. Then you got to decorate the place. Then she probably going to want to have it at a church in a separate venue. Then you got to get cars. Then she got bridal party, got a pre-dinner. Then you got to have the groomsmen all got to fly in and all the bridesmaids got to fly. That's you. The father had to pay for that.
Yeah.
See, Tommy, we got traditional families.
Yeah.
You ain't new. Now you hit tag, you it. 300. I bet you it costs more than that. I promise you that. It's going to cost more than college.
Do Papa has cater?
What?
I just asked.
Yeah, they cater. They cater, but that ain't, and it's delicious, but that ain't what they gonna want.
We love Popeyes. Some biscuits, but.
Is it Popeye cater?
Tommy, the wedding plan, the dress.
Yeah, dress.
The dress. Mm-hmm.
The dress, the invitations.
Oh, you're so right, Steve.
Hold on.
All the food.
Then your wife's dress.
Yes.
What is she wearing a dress
for?
Because it's her big day, too. Her and Sydney going to have this day. This ain't just
all right, we got to go.
She already married. Hell.
Start saving. Coming up next, a prank phone call for today, right after this. Cha-ching.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.